Reigning in light, embarrassment. Embarrassment. Embarrassment can keep us from coming out. It can keep us from looking in the mirror. And it can keep us from facing others. It can keep us from facing facts and even ourselves. Embarrassment can be loud and even when everyone and everything is silent. Embarrassment, and just the same with everything else, we can choose to wear it, we can choose to own it, or not. Embarrassment is a feeling that will act as a buffer and a reminder. Embarrassment is a part of our consciousness. To feel it is a reminder that we are awake, that we are alive. Embarrassment is shame. Embarrassment is associated with fear. Embarrassment is a state of discomfort. Embarrassment is worry. It is a problem, and if we're feeling it, no matter what we say, we do care what others think of us. Embarrassment is tripping and falling in public. It is stuttering or forgetting our words during a speech. It is splitting our pants in public. It's vegetables in our teeth. It's not fitting in our seat or fitting through a doorway. It's someone shouting our name when we're in a place we don't want to be recognized. It is not winning. It is a pimple in the middle of our face. Our hair coming out the wrong color after we've dyed it. It is someone pointing out our flaws to others. Embarrassment is the thought that others see us in a light we'd rather not be seen in. Embarrassment, and in today's world, is cringe-worthy. Embarrassment is feeling uncomfortable. It's feeling uneasiness. Embarrassment is feeling awkward. It can be feeling shyness. Embarrassment may make us feel sad or anxious or even angry. Depending on the level of embarrassment, we might laugh hysterically and along with others. We feel embarrassment because we are worried or concerned about how others perceive us. Embarrassment is felt when we don't want attention. Embarrassment can come after we've made a mistake that is apparent to others. Embarrassment may be felt if we're caught in a lie or if we're caught cheating or caught being less than we believe we can be. Embarrassment has levels, and from us feeling like we want to hide in that moment to actually hiding for days. Embarrassment has to do with us believing that our action is not within a normal range of others, in our community or even bigger, our society. Embarrassment can help us. The thought of not wanting to be embarrassed may help us to behave accordingly when we're out in public. Embarrassment, and especially when shown through our nonverbal communication, like a flushed face, fidgeting hands, surprised look, or an avoidance of eye contact, may let others know how we feel, and with feelings of regret or remorse. Embarrassment is good for self-reflection and helps to act as our very own teacher, even when the action was emotionally or mentally painful. Embarrassment can make us better, and it can hold us accountable. Embarrassment can extend empathy from us and to us. In this regard, it's a promotion of communication and may support social bonds and with those who empathize. Embarrassment can come from losing our cool, even when it appears that we've been pushed by someone else to stoop to their level and engage in contact that reciprocates their negative behavior. Embarrassment is so broad, and it depends on our level of sensitivity. And not that anything is wrong with being sensitive. Being sensitive, if used correctly, can save us. Being sensitive to the sun will cover up and use more shade than not. If we're sensitive to noise, we'll avoid it. If we're sensitive to certain foods, we may stay away from them, or at least we should. In everything, there is a lesson if we accept it. Embarrassment can send us spiraling. That's going down a hole with the incident. Embarrassment is something that we must grow through. And here is a perfect reason to not take ourselves too seriously all the time. Laughter, and like elements of nature, is a natural medicine. Stress of the embarrassment can be relieved through laughter. Laughter can boost our mood. We might forget about our pain. Laughter causes the releases of our very own endorphins. That's that feel-good medicine that lives within us. In each episode, we're hearing a message of kindness and to be kind to ourselves. Well, here's another one. This is our journey and ours alone. When embarrassed, we must remember to breathe through it. If we breathe through anything, we can come up with a solution. Through breathing, we can have a moment of calm. With calmness, we can think, and because we are turning our inside volume down. When we do this, we can hear our mind, we can hear our body, and we can hear our spirit. With learning to be kind to ourselves and others, we're developing compassion, or we're increasing our compassion. Compassion means to suffer together. It is more than sympathy. It is more than empathy. Compassion is an altruistic way of living. Compassion is necessary through embarrassment. Compassion is a reminder that we are comrades. We are companions. Compassion takes empathy to the next level. It adds action to it. Sure, sometimes embarrassment just isn't a big enough deal to even give it a second thought. This is great, and it would be great if we could move through most unwanted feelings so quickly. Embarrassment, we're talking about it all, but mostly when it becomes a threat to our inner peace and when we can't shake it off. One embarrassing moment can leave us feeling shy or tense in any new or future social situation. Embarrassment can lead to worry. It can lead to feeling ashamed. Moving through embarrassment will take us accepting the moment as a past moment in time and one that we just don't get back. Embarrassment can be a reality check and one that reminds us that we are not perfect. Embarrassment can help us to appreciate all other moments. Embarrassment goes straight to our gut, therefore we must practice healthy coping skills, like talking with someone, drinking water, taking a cold shower, resting when we're tired, keeping a diary, meditating, dancing. This is all just to name a few. All of these are simple and positive distractions. They will help us to heal from all of life's unfortunate events. We must do our bodies good and we must do our bodies a favor because we don't want unease to sit in our stomach where it grows and it travels. The words here are for knowledge and without fear. The more we know, the more we can grow. Know that most things in life are a choice. We have a choice to continue to grow. We can choose parts of the aftermath of embarrassment and just the same as most other things. That is choosing what we do next. So when embarrassment comes our way, let's try not to attack ourselves. Let's try not to avoid life either. Let's indulge in life, reigning in light.